Hi, it's Matt Harris, host of this podcast, and so happy for the support. I want to let you know that I use Anchor, and you too can use Anchor and make your podcast. You record and edit right from your phone or computer when you use Anchor, and you can even add any song from Spotify. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thank you.
Impact of Influence, the tragic story of a powerful South Carolina family and the mysterious deaths that they are linked to.
Hello, everyone, and I want to give you the beginning of this story. Where it began, at least for me, is when I was approached by a friend of ours, Seton. My name is Matt Harris, by the way. Seton Tucker joins us. And it was after the double homicide that happened in South Carolina of a very prominent South Carolina family. That was on June 7th. And then it was like a couple days later after that, you talked to my wife, and she's like, you won't believe this story. Then you talked to me and decided to do a podcast, because you had been starting following this story when?
I started following it back in 2019 after a boating accident that happened, in which a young girl died in the boating accident. And initially I saw on Facebook, because I'm from that same area, I saw posts hoping that she would be found alive. She wasn't found until 7 days after the accident. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of when I became intrigued with it, and then just kind of went down the rabbit hole and really started diving into this story.
This family. And the driver of the boat was Paul Murdoch, who was one of the victims in the double homicide we mentioned a moment ago. Paul and his wife, or his mother, I'm sorry, Maggie, were murdered at the Murdoch family hunting cabin and property, which is a big property. It's like 1,000-some acres.
Right.
So there was controversy in the boating accident because it took a while for Paul to be charged, longer than most people thought. And there were questions on whether that was a botched investigation, was favors being handed out, because the Murdoch family is so powerful. They've been for about 85 plus years involved in the solicitor's office, which is kind of like prosecutor's office.
Right.
And they also have their own private law firm, which deals in injuries and lawsuits to companies.
Personal injuries.
Also tied to the Murdoch family when you started digging, this amazing story of the family history, moonshining involved, theatrics and patriarch of the family with getting into some problems with the law, and led you down a path where you also found out about a mysterious death of a young man back in 2016. Or
2015,
when Stephen Smith was found dead on a road in the area where the Murdoch family is from, where the boys were, and the mother of Stephen Smith thinks the Murdoch boys had something to do with it.
Yeah, she's been very vocal about saying that they were involved in pleading with the local law enforcement to re-look into this case.
You also have the fact that in 2018, there was another, I guess, at least interesting death, if not mysterious, that happened at the Murdoch home. And that was 2018. Explain that briefly.
That was, a maid that worked in their house. Their insurance somehow settled for $500,000 against their homeowner's policy for some sort of accident. It's been rumored that it was a slip and fall, although the court documents don't really specify exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. But this was in February 2018, and then they settled, I think, in December of 2019 for $500,000. So definitely something happened, most likely in their home, to this woman.
And there's all kinds of rumors and speculation and all these events. So you're talking about a family that is very powerful, very connected, 85-plus years in this community. There's a housekeeper that dies at the home. There is a hit and run, which they've been tied to. not legally, but by the mother of the victim. There is the boating incident, which was never played out in the courts, although Paul, the 22-year-old son, was indicted on charges. And now you have this double homicide, which as of this recording has many questions surrounding it, many people speculating on what might have happened. We're going to dig into all of these things in the upcoming episodes of Impact of Influence, the tragic story of a powerful South Carolina family, and the mysterious deaths linked to them.